Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who CantCon, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Night falls on high. Not a night. It's with an N.
Alright. Well, there is an N in night.
It's beginning with an N.
Oh,
yeah. No K's allowed. With a K, yeah.
Alright. Now we know when you're ready to head out.
Dad, we can at least go down the trail. If we find anyone, I'm not certain we should be able to. We should do anything, or at least I'll kind of hang back.
Okay.
Hang ten, you.
Alright. Then we will head across the water towards the little camp.
All right.
I'll ride on your head.
You guys will skip across. It's not too terribly hard. And you guys can indeed see that there's a drow camp. A mere 6 tents are set up with about a dozen or so guards. And it looks as though that they are actually waiting for someone. And of course there's a tunnel behind them heading deeper down that's actually not full of water. They have no campfires or anything like that. It looks like they really don't like light.
Figures. Do we have dark vision or low light?
You have dark vision and low light.
We have both.
Because dragons rock.
We have blind sense.
We have dark vision and blind sense.
Yeah.
Yes. You have dark vision, low light, and blind sense.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Dragons are uber spotters.
So we go in the day, right?
No. You rested 8 hours.
Okay,
it's
so
night, went nightfall. At night. He said it was nightfall.
Yeah!
Pretty good. Crystal Stones just yelled, Holy Crusader. Okay.
Okay, what's the plan?
Well, there's no sign of any cages or anything out there.
Nope. But they do seem to be kind of, you know, sitting there kind of cleaning weapons and just kind of going.
12 cards. Is that all? I mean, I assume we sit here and observe them for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay in the water, so I'm less visible.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll
climb up and hang from one of the stalactites.
I'll hang. I mean, I will hide behind a stalagmite.
I take it now you guys speak undercommon.
Yes.
All right. give me a perception check.
Thirty-one.
It seems like most of them are just kind of getting tired of waiting. They said that they're expecting at least that this dragon needs to hurry up and show up because they're wasting their time here. Mm. They'd rather be down under the ground, even further.
They're probably speaking of a green dragon.
Probably.
So I strongly doubt they're talking about your brother.
Yeah.
Okay. What you can try and do is try and sneak past them into the cave. Because that's what I'm guessing they are holding your brother.
Unless they left on the boats with him.
That's probably not. They keep him on a boat.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat.
Just saying.
I can check the boat real fast for you.
Well, like. I mean, what I mean is they could have left with him on a boat and he's not here on the boat.
Well, is there any sign of dragons being around the camp or having been in the camp? And or, is there any place where you could hide a dragon?
You'd have to get into the camp to do that.
Mm-hmm. Hanging above the camp.
You'd still need to be able to get inside the camp because the tracks are on the ground, because unlike you, gold dragons don't cling to the ceiling when they're bored. Give me a stealth check, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good, well,
hang on.
I love it when he doesn't have any.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah, my dex.
18.
18. Okay. Apparently, you were drooling. And some of the drow kind of look up at you.
I fold up like a bat.
Boop.
Yeah, you can hear them begin talking in their undercommon.
Okay. They're making fun of the dragon?
Yeah. Something like that. you can hear. Basically, you kind of catch the gist of, is that the one we're waiting for? Oh no. Doesn't look right. Doesn't have any face tentacles. Huh. Or a mohawk.
Gold or silver?
Actually, gold do have furrows.
Hello?
Yeah, they have small furrows. Not as
evident. And so do green.
Yes, and so do green.
There are two that have furrows.
But do they have face tentacles?
Only gold have face tentacles.
There you go. They're waiting for a gold dragon.
There you go.
Is there any, like, dragon turtles around here that took the ship with it?
Doo-doo. Doo 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 doo.
I hate interacting with drow.
So cure light is what?
D8 plus 1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Invoke the orange flavor. It's a running gag in one of my other games because one of the gnome alchemists got bored, so he decided to flavor the cure light potions.
Right.
And whenever someone pulled up an orange, because they just roll randomly to see what flavor it was, they always got a 7 or an 8 on their cure light. However, I think it was like kiwi usually wound up being like a 1. They're like,
tastes great, not so healing.
Whoa! So they're looking at you, they're talking, and
31 hit points.
And they kind of call over one of the other drow. He looks a bit older and a bit more distinguished. He's kind of like,
well, while they're distracted by that, I guess I will try and sneak over to their ships.
Go ahead and give me a stealth. You'll notice that their ships are basically just little rowboats.
Oh. Well, then there's no reason to go over.
Okay.
They don't have cargo holds or anything?
No, it's a rowboat.
Okay.
Because it's an enclosed cave. It's not like a towering cavern.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
but
in that
to
case,
a bat, a boat is a boat.
Sure. Okay, in that case, I'll just try and sneak into that cave that is not waterlogged.
Go ahead and give me a stealth.
27.
Okay. The one who looks older and distinguished kind of points over where he's sneaking along to him.
I drool on his head. Nothing breath weapony, just something to distract him.
He steps
over. He points over at you and speaks in very broken, draconic. You!
Damn it. What?
Play the part! Play the part!
You for other?
Sure.
Gold?
Yes.
Gold?
He wants money.
He's not just saying what
I want money. Yes.
No.
Gold.
Gold.
How much?
Ten thousands.
Thousands. There's an S on there.
Broken.
As I said, you speak in broken draconic. And of course, thousands isn't terribly different than thousand if it's a completely different language.
No gold.
No dragon. Prophet.
Seer.
Oracle?
Be right back.
Yours?
Yes.
I smile and drool.
They kind of back up.
So I'll just go behind some rocks.
Okay, they're hiding behind a rock.
I
come up to kind you of, from the sea.
Yeah, I'll try and sneak around so that I'm not where they think I am.
Oh, that's another stealth check. I will give the bosses because they are kind of looking at you funny. Apparently the troops just don't care.
28 that time.
The commander apparently was still watching you.
Well, anyway, I'll talk to you anyway.
What's going on?
They want me to buy my brother, I guess.
Well, at least confirms that he's here.
That's true. I'm not in any condition to, you know.
We can negotiate, see if he's in good condition. Because if he's in bad condition, the price goes down.
So you guys sneak and beat up your brother. Yeah, we got you cheap for beating the snot out of you.
No, but it'll allow us to see him at least. Get access to him. And I never had a thing for drow anyway. If it gets aggressive, eh.
Yes, well, eh would be my normal reaction as well, however.
Yes, I know. I'm going to try and avoid as much conflict with the two of you injured. And your brother probably not in any better state.
Doubtful. Perhaps we can get that ogre and the guard guy in here.
I don't say they do much help. No offense to them, but...
More help than not, I would think.
It's a couple more NPCs. Keen will probably die.
Oh, we'd also have to find them again, and then it'll take time to get them over here.
Yeah.
Especially the ogre.
It's also nighttime, which means they're probably sleeping somewhere.
Says, in our absence, the other dragon may come and pick him up.
Right.
We've already waited for their number. And the drow becoming impatient, so obviously they've been waiting here for a while, too.
Well, while they're talking,
the normal guys have just been kind of watching you, like... Basically watching to see if you're going to spit on them again.
So they can dodge.
Sort of fold up, snore a little bit.
Dodge out of the way.
And I sort of stretch around a little bit and start flying around the cavern.
I've already used 3 potions trying to heal.
I can let you borrow one of mine.
I suppose. What is it?
Your mother.
Okay, if you're offering.
I'm going to do an acrobatics check. Oh, wait.
I'll let you use it.
How about a fly check?
In case this doesn't come
I mean, sure, fly check works too.
I expect it will.
I was going to put on a show for him.
Okay, that's still a project.
Okay. How about 12 plus 14?
Ooh, 26.
Try to impress them.
How well equipped are these guys?
Oh, fairly. They're all in, like, elven chainmail and whatnot.
I think this less conflict, the better.
So, do a couple of double somersaults.
The captain is not amused. However, the normal troops are kind of like, hey, that's kind of cool.
I start to spit acid into the air and then let it land on my head.
The commander's like,
alright. You want to try and get them to get the... Well, you want to try and get the dragon out here?
Yes, let's try that. Or at least get us to go back there. That might be better, actually, in case they have other stuff.
It's really bad. I would like to get you further out here. It'd be an easy escape route. Because if we're down in the cave, we don't know where we're going.
But they might have others.
It is true.
I don't want to just leave people, you know.
They did come from a slave town.
Yes. And presumably that's what they're doing with my brothers. Salamander slavery.
Yes. All right. What, that one over there, the leader?
Yes.
All right.
The one that's scowling at whatever his name is.
Yeah.
That's what you get for coming up with a really complicated name.
Threak. It's not that hard. Threak.
Threako.
Oh. Threako, whatever. You can just call me short.
Last I remember, you guys had the nicknames like I did, so.
Yeah. She was fatty, you're curly, I'm shorty.
Yeah.
Or Smalls.
That's what they call me in the hood, yeah.
Shorty Smalls. Okay.
Okay. I suppose I'll walk out.
Another.
Mine.
I'll speak to him in undercommon. So yes, about this gold dragon of yours.
Thank you.
Ask him if he knows any other languages.
Why?
So we can all talk?
He understands Draconic, at least.
I suppose I understand.
So ooh, how about speak Elven? They usually know that.
The price
I didn't know that.
The price we had calculated was 10,000 gold pieces to be able to make a profit off of the purchasing of the gold dragon.
Dang, who you purse it from?
This sounds agreeable. However, we want to see the condition of the package.
That is acceptable. He will walk over to his tent, pull out a crystal ball, and kind of go... Bleh. Shows you a crystal ball, and you kind of see this basically looks like walled in area. You can see him, he is definitely drugged and unconscious. Other than that, mostly unhurt, except for a few bruises.
Is that supposed to be purple?
No.
Still in one piece.
That's good.
Somewhat damaged.
Yes, a little damaged.
You don't have my sympathy.
I'm sure we don't. Okay, so where is he held up? In the cave or off island?
In a location that can be easily delivered to you from, but fairly secure.
So in the cave.
I'm sitting there listening to his grammar and saying, delivered to you from?
From delivered to you.
Yeah.
Yoda is actually the leader of this. The Sith Yoda.
He's an extremely short, extremely dark Yoda.
What are they wielding? Like, just like long swords? Or?
Most of them have long swords. This guy actually has what appear to be a pair of picks.
Oh.
I'm going to be in the air. Breathe. Okay. Throw a rock.
Okay. Here's the thing. Oh, I guess I can't really table talk unless it's in character.
You could scout.
You could always talk to us in a different language.
That's what we usually do.
I suppose so. Do you, what language do you all know? Infernal?
I know Infernal.
No.
How about...
I don't. I know Ignan.
Do you know, let's see, I don't know Ignan. How about... Dude, anything that we know... Well, the drow may not necessarily know.
We don't know what the drow know.
Do you know Celestial?
Yes.
How about you?
Nope.
Dang it.
Gnomish? We should all
I know Gnomish. Dang it.
Halfling?
How is it we all three didn't just pick one language? We all do.
We all know dragon.
Shut up. How about giant? Who knows giant?
Nope.
Dang it. Dwarvish.
Yes. Dwarven.
I know dwarven.
Dwarven, whatever.
But they live under the ground and so do these guys.
Chances are they're... Yeah.
You can start talking to...
So you three are saying they're conferring and he's just like...
Okay. How about Abyssal?
You can actually talk to one of the lesser drow and see if they understand you.
I'll taunt one of them in Dwarvish. Alright, so they know Dwarvish. How about Orc?
I know Orc.
Are they liable to know Orc? I taunt another one in Orcish.
They probably know Orcish.
Okay, yeah, great.
That one they do know.
Yeah, okay, we're not going to be able to pull anything over these guys. Okay.
You can do Celestial. So
the dragons begin singing Celestial Fire.
I insult one of their mothers in Celestial.
Here, you can translate her, what she said in Celestial,
exactly.
To me in Gnomish.
In Gnomish, okay.
There we go.
Okay. So, I drop down and perch on your hip. You know, you could
just... I tell them in ancient draconic ritual.
You could... Normal troops are like, oh, okay. Commander's the only one who actually might notice.
19.
I'm like, what?
Okay.
You could just tell them the truth. We can offer all of the possessions of the guy that he bought it from.
We don't know who he bought it from.
Sure we do. The dude who tricked us into walking into his... Oh, wait, no, we don't. But they don't know that.
What makes you think they want his stuff?
Well, I mean, we play their sympathies. Look, he's the brother of this guy, and we're just trying to save him.
Because we don't know how much this stuff is worth.
Redemption. We would like to save his soul.
Okay, I'll look at him. All right. Now, we do not have 20,000 or 10,000 in
gold.
Coin, but we do have items. Is that acceptable?
Let me confer with my mistress. He walks over to a tent.
Burn that one.
Burn it!
We should leave now into the cave.
2 minutes later.
We grew impatient. Wait, what?
What items?
We have weapons, a wand,
scrolls, potions.
Let's see. Some armor.
Your weapons and armor of no interest. They're cheap surfacer craft.
Potions and a wand and the ring.
Green dragon bracers.
Not a fan of green dragons.
Nor are we.
We share that hatred. Dare I say, it bonds us together.
No, it makes us very different, regardless.
Oh. Look, I killed the cockatrice.
No, you didn't. It was the guards.
I'm going to make it into a hat.
What are they?
I haven't had time to get these into a hat. Just because... So we have these
dinner. Tell him the truth. You don't actually want to give up your golden items.
No, I don't. But I prefer to give him up than risk having us die.
That's true, but you can always...
I knock off my head.
Ow! You can always try...
Probably not a good idea.
Telling him the truth first.
You won't lose anything from it. I mean, you'll still be in a position of negotiation. At least he'll understand your motives.
Honestly, he thinks we're someone else, probably, than who we really are.
Well, yeah.
Even if we tell him that we're someone else, all negotiations will stop and this entire camp will become hostile. And we are surrounded.
Yeah, for the
and
moment.
And I'm standing in front of the captain, dude.
Yeah.
As long as she stays over there, it might be okay.
Well, what if he and I surreptitiously surround that one tent?
You were going to die.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. Okay, yeah, well,
what you could do is try and scout out the cave.
You say it means celestial. Try to scout out the cave!
Sounds like slightly irritated at the other dragon.
No ideas. Okay, boss! Whatever you say. I go scout the cave.
Once you get towards the cave entrance, most people kind of load crossbows at that point.
I come back. I fly up to the ceiling, attempt to get lost in the stalactites.
Okay.
Then when they're not looking
at you. You did indeed get lost. You have no idea where you are.
Then I try to be stealthy and escape and then go into the cave.
Dang it.
Well, they do have bonuses to spot, don't they?
They are lawn darts.
Sucks.
Yes.
They what?
They're lawn darts. They have bonuses to spot.
Elves. Lawn darts?
Yeah, you take them. And you throw them, and their ears stick into the ground like... Lawn darts. Yeah,
lawn darts. Okay, well, I got... 25.
Normal troops don't care. Once again, the commander goes.
I meander back.
Okay. Well, since this isn't going to go anywhere. I suppose I can attempt the truth.
You can't handle the truth!
Alright, Mr.
Just
Chow.
In case,
Commander,
I don't know came from the stalactites in attack position.
There. Yes.
Alright. In truth, we are not the one who wants to buy the dragon. We just happened upon that place and we would like it. But since I strongly doubt you're going to give him away without any struggles, and which I do not want.
Or compensation. We do have compensation, just not what he's looking for.
I can make you a promise. It depends on how you want to take it.
Words do little.
Well, I strongly doubt the dragon you're waiting for would be of any more importance than this. He may or may not give you the money. In all honesty, I wouldn't doubt it if he gave you a false amount, killed the rest of your crew, and then left with his prize.
You're well aware of how green dragons operate.
I'm sure you have dealt with them in the past.
Yes.
Yes, well, I am a bronze, and I am true to my word that I can promise you. Now, we do have the mount, and I'm willing it... to give it to you for the gold. Because we do not want any more harm to come out of this.
Good. We'd hate to have to bury 3 dragons.
Yes. Now, considering this is a very time-limited situation, it would take me nearly a month to get back home with my gold. And by that time, I'm sure the green dragon will be here. Which
probably.
We cannot allow. Can't let him get a hold of the gold.
Very well.
So.
Tell him we're willing to ally with him and drive off the green dragon.
Or tell him we'll sail with him to... He can come back with us to our place, and then we can pay him there.
We'll help him find a safe place so that the green dragons can't find him.
I'm sure he has magic on his side, which could easily identify where the dragon or the drow are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
All right. There are a couple options. You can either take my promise, I will give you the gold, and let us get the dragon. Or, one option, like Curly here said, you can come with me to get the gold.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. And what Chirpy over there said, that we could help fight the dragon for you, with you.
Fighting a dragon of that magnitude is counterproductive to survival. We saw an opportunity to purchase a gold dragon, knowing that either one of his green kin or one of his gold kin would come and purchase him back. We are merely seeking to make a profit. I am not going to sail with you, because I'd be walking into your territory. Draconic word means little to me. I'm not going to fight the green dragon, because then we die. I want currency. That is what my mistress has told me to get. Currency. If the dragon shows up within a month, then it is of little concern to me. I have no interest in killing the dragon. I have no interest in fighting dragons. I am a businessman. I am turning a profit. A much smaller profit than I would if I sold it on the drow open market. However, I am willing to do this because it puts us in a good political stance. 10,000 is what we can make a profit on, and we're going to need it before any other competitors arrive. First come, first serve. I'm a businessman.
Kill them all!
We should rest first.
Yeah. Did he say that this green dragon might not come for another month?
He said if.
Okay.
He doesn't know when he's coming.
Well, obviously they've been waiting a while. So...
it's been at least 2 weeks.
How long did it take to get here?
It took about 2.5 weeks to get here.
No, like from where they bought the dragon to.
Oh, that took a few hours.
Yeah.
Well, I meant from the council, which is what you gave.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
However, this is also in the Green Territory. It'd take them a lot shorter time to get here.
Yeah.
Out of his busy schedule, I'm sure.
Well.
Oh, I'll put it off till next week. The elves are so pushy with their short lifespans. They only live 1,000 years. I mean, good lord. Short-lived mutts.
Do I know much about this dragon?
And you have knowledge, nobility, and royalty?
Yes.
Then you can make a knowledge check.
It's a 20.
Alright. Karrax. Because everyone's making fun of it. I mean, I doubt you guys even remember the name anymore.
Coccyx.
Karrax.
He's a fairly foul, impatient, belligerent dragon. But he has been slowly losing favor with the Green Council.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
He is an adult.
That's not going to work. Okay. Well, the elves won't give him up unless they have money. We don't have money. We have some money.
Not a lot.
But they're not going to take it for any less than 10,000. We don't have 10,000. We don't want to die, and we don't want to kill them. But at the same time, if we wait too long, it's going to either be them or us. Because the green dragon's going to come along, buy our little buddy, and then we're going to have to go get him from the green dragon, which is going to be an even bigger fight.
Currently, I am at 59, which, if that's a heal check a day, I don't know how many times 16 goes in there.
Three or four.
Something like that.
I could do some business in town. See if we can scrounge up some money. I don't know. I don't know where I'd get 10,000.
I do. Okay, what we can do, we can wait a couple days. Keep an eye out, make sure the dragon doesn't come.
It would take me 4 days to heal up to full, getting a heal check every day.
I heal in that time too.
Okay. And then we can try and intimidate for less money.
I say we just slaughter him.
Of course you would.
I mean, I'm all about chaos, but at the same time, sometimes the unobvious thing to do is not fight. I'm just saying, if we can get out of this, I'd like to.
Yes. I'm hoping if we can intimidate for at least a lower cost, that we can work with that.
Right.
And if the intimidation doesn't work, it's like, okay, you don't want to die, we don't want to die. All right, so here's the deal. We're going to get our dragon back. And your dragon friend that you've been dealing with won't be an issue anymore. Now, if you excuse us, we're going to go get that dragon. Now, I surely hope he's in this cave, because you're coming with me.
I mean, what we're going to need to do basically is just have some leverage on them. So, what do we know about the chick in the tent?
Nothing.
It's obviously a person of importance. If we were able to put her in danger...
they'd love it. She'd die and they'd be free. Off of, you know, metagame knowledge.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, like...
I seriously don't want to deal with the leader.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. she's obviously the leader.
Yeah, she's not important enough. I mean, she's too important for even getting out of the tent.
Well, we can... what I'm hoping to do is we can actually use this knowledge and evidence against the green dragon later on if we present it to the council.
What, that he's buying dragons?
Yes, he was going to buy a gold dragon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fair, but at the same time, it would be worthwhile if we kept him alive in the meantime. And we stayed alive too. So, we'll see what we can do and then we'll do what we can with that information later.
Okay, so we can rest up for, I think, 2 days would be okay?
Sure.
Would it be... let's see, we can't get near the cave without the other dudes getting upset with us.
Yeah.
So we'll have to, at the very least, get as far out as maybe the entrance to the cave.
And what we can do, we can actually strike during the day. Because they obviously don't like light.
Ooh. How thick is the rock above the cave?
10, 20 feet deep?
I could totally dig a hole. I could bore down into the rock. Make a skylight.
Sorry. Wrong sort of bore.
I can assist you in that since we have nothing to do during the day.
Just saying.
We could dig holes so that we have skylights.
Anyway, alright. I will continue the negotiations with my allies and we shall return.
By the way, I speak Gnomish.
Okay. I don't. I have no idea what they're saying.
Wait. So, all this discussion that's been going on between the three of us is...
anything I said, and anything you said to me...
he knew.
And since I was translating what you said to him...
oh, I suppose that's true.
He knows all of them. We couldn't even, like... appeal to the GM for a little intelligence and say, come on, we probably figured that getting away from...
He made no reaction.
He's got a poker face.
All right.
That's what I think.
Honestly, this him knowing our plan isn't going to scare him off. They're going to stay here.
Well, yeah, they want to make a profit. So.
Exactly.
But they're also, now that they know, they're not going to keep themselves in a position of...
Vulnerability.
I was going to say danger, but there's more to that than that. Okay. Yeah, they're not going to stay vulnerable, so they're going to find a way to hole in and stake it out.
Whatever.
Actually, if we have the time to make a skylight Why don't we just go farther down and get into the tunnel that way?
Because they don't want us to.
No, digging from the top?
Oh.
How would they know?
Well, because you said it out loud just now, and he's got the poker face.
Well, I assumed we walked away by this point.
He said he knew Gnomish, so...
Because I said, okay, we'll talk to you later, and I started to walk away. And he's like, then he made the comment, I know Gnomish. I'm like, okay, I don't, but I'll come in a moment.
All right, okay, so we're further away by now.
The bad.
Yeah, how's it going?
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, we could very well just bore into the cave. Whatever. Okay. Plan B?
Kill him.
I say we rest up, spend the time digging a hole, and as soon as we encounter trouble, we fight.
Maybe gather up a nice tree that I can breathe on and make it catch fire and toss it down the hole.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome idea since we're going to be digging down on top of your brother.
Well, you know, okay, take a tree down with us and then I can breathe on it to make a giant torch.
Back!
Why?
Back,
why do we need torches?
Well, not torch, but, you know, scare off the drow.
We have fire! Back, beasts! Back!
It's bright light.
It's bright. That was my thinking.
I've got a tree!
It's like they're witches or something.
Burn the witch!
How do you know she's a witch?
She doesn't know I won!
Does she weigh less than a duck?
Does she float or she's a witch?
Okay, alright, so plan laid, we'll get a tree. Or at least a really big sapling.
Yeah, something about saps.
What we can do is we can rest over these couple days.
Yeah.
You guys can go and see what we can do with the cave.
See if we can't dig around.
I will try and negotiate survival. And if all turns out bad, you guys will be in the vicinity if it does go bad.
Sounds good, let's do it. Okay.
And
first heal check.
If anything, I will soak up the most crossbows and you can go after them.
Sounds good.
You healed the first aid, Jessica, if you need it.
I did a heal check on someone for 21.
Okay. You needed 15.
Good, then I made it.
Yeah, I made it both days on you, Jessica.
You only need one. I didn't actually need it. Anyhow.
Well, I abandoned you anyway.
Okay, so in the meantime, he and I are trying to figure out how to dig into a cave.
You guys are exploring, and after about 12 hours, you guys can hear the heavy beating of wings.
Aw, cripes. Here comes the green dragon, Jess. I mean, Fatty. Wow, meta knowledge. How'd that happen?
Can we see it?
You can see it slowly circling around the area.
Crap. Is it a green?
Mm-hmm. You can see the nice emerald scales glistening.
Oh, God. Okay, I said, after 12 hours, have we done any digging whatsoever?
Yeah, you guys have probably poked your head down a couple times.
Okay.
I was like, don't you have...
Yeah, he burrows.
Yeah.
He can't follow. He burrows just for you.
Oh, okay.
Because the tunnel fills in.
I displace.
Because otherwise you'd have to dig and then toss it out. Dig right. back down.
And then toss it out. Yeah. So is there any way that within that 12 hours I would have been able to...
Sure, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay. At least figure out where he is. Oh, crap. 20.
Okay. With the 20, what you realize is that back tunnel... doesn't go anywhere. It's actually just an open cavern.
Jeez.
Because he's not actually here.
No, he's not actually here.
I heal twice my hit points.
Yes.
Okay, so that's...
Oh, try to hit
twice
die.
My hit die. Alright.
Twice my hit points.
That would be awesome.
You have to be really down to not go up in one round.
Okay. So I'm at full hit points, so I'm okay. All right, well, He's not down there. He's in a different cave, but here comes this dude, and you don't even know. What we could do is watch the negotiations.
Or see we can where grab one of the offspring drow and get the information out of him.
Tell us where he is!
Bring him back.
Tell us, I'll throw you inside his mouth!
Bring him back to Orph. Let Orph take care of him. He does specialize in cracking skulls. Okay.
The big deal.
The thought that I had was that at the very least, we could listen in on the negotiations, and then either the drow lead the dragon to where he's held, or they tell him where he is, and he goes to find it, which means that if we can get there first...
I strongly doubt they'd do that, because what I heard is that he'd be delivered. So what I'm saying is that they'd bring him to a specific location.
Right, so...
We can listen for that.
One way or another, somebody's going to have to go and get him.
Yes.
So either we hear where the location is, or we follow whoever's going to go get him. We spring him when we get there.
What if they already have scrying magic and stuff? What if they just teleport to him?
That's very possible, but at the same time...
That'd cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make a profit. And they said this was cheap.
I suppose.
It probably would be a hand delivered. Not to mention the fact that he's drugged. So they're at the very least using menial precautions as opposed to magically binding him or something.
Okay. So we can try and hide. Is there any drow like on the very outskirts?
No, oh heavens no, they're not on the outside.
Okay.
They are deep inside the cave.
Okay.
Oh, is it daytime?
It's been 12 hours, so it's probably about morning at this point.
Okay. So they're inside the cave. Alright, so it looks like we're going to have to listen in.
Well, since I can apparently burrow down, I'm going to see if I can't hide in the cave mouth opening.
I'll be in the water.
Okay.
Where are you going to be?
I'll hide in the forest on top.
Okay.
I'll burrow up and come get you as soon as I can.
Okay.
Okay.
If there's trouble.
I'll be at the mouth of the cave, I guess, probably.
I'm underwater.
Okay. He kind of flaps down, and he is large. He is big. And at the entryway of the cavern, he just kind of reaches his head in and... roars as loud as he can, and he goes...
I'm hiding, by the way. Just as a thought.
Oh no, he knows you're there.
That's fine.
Just remember, they also have blind sense.
Yes, I'm still hiding.
He doesn't know what you are, but you know someone's there.
And then the next moment, he catches the scent of gold. He might take that and say, oh, I've already got my prize. It's sitting right here beside me.
He kind of meanders into the cave.
He could fit?
Yeah.
Apparently he was large enough. Hmm? I don't think
he's
a bit.
Large!
Isn't he fat?
No, he's just large. He can fit down the cave.
Okay.
And he kind of muscles his way through the water. Push.
Wait, which cave are we in? Hmm? Are we in the bat cave or the drow cave?
This is where Jay is. Here's the water. Splooshy, splooshy, splooshy. Splooshy, splooshy.
It doesn't answer my question.
Where's the bat cave? I thought they were connected.
The bats are at the front of the cave. It's at the mouth.
Bats.
Okay.
Squeaky, squeaky.
So squeaky, you're squeaky. Chilling out right here-ish, and he's muscling his way through the water while you're sort of wherever you are. And then I'm chilling out right here in the...
So they're connected?
In the recess of the cave.
I didn't realize they were connected. There was a small cave, then it opened up into the large lake or something, or ocean, and there was an island that they were camped at.
I said that you smelt seawater, and there is an outlet in here. That's how the seawater gets in. And then there's boats they took that they canoed over. It's like 40 to 50 feet across. It's still pretty big.
I thought it was different.
Okay.
Yeah. Your imagination came up with something, then his imagination.
Yes,
did.
I thought it was a small cave on this island, and it opened up into the ocean, and then they were stationed, camped on a different island.
Like off the coast.
Yeah, and then there was a small cave there. Hmm. So I was like, wait, what?
What was in my head was... Because, no, this is very interesting how we all perceive different things. Because I was thinking, okay, mouth of the cave where the bats are, and then a little pathway or whatever as it goes down, and then it opens up into the cave. And then inside of the cave, there is this little island out in the middle of the lake. And then, sort of near the back-ish, would be this little recess that I thought was a cave. That's what I thought there was.
I thought something different, but I'm not going to go into it.
So the cave keeps morphing. So he muscles his way down this tunnel.
The one that's really the one we're using.
Okay. There was no point in me hiding.
He just kind of pushes you out of the way and keeps walking. And he goes over and he begins, of course, talking to the Mendraconic. And
you said you had something to sell me.
Yes. Gold... dragon.
A gold dragon, you say? For sale. How much?
Go 50!
10,000.
Damn it.
10,000. Well, that's cheap when it comes to dragons. Of course, you know you're not supposed to sell dragons.
As he knows the other three dragons are sitting here, listening.
24 on who he is, by the way, and just to identify that it is...
In fact, oh, yeah, the guy in question.
Whatever.
We're now calling him Coccyx.
Crankus.
Rescued him from...
Coccyx.
Rescued him from town. Need that much merely to make profit.
He knows not the word sell, merely.
Not sell. Just cover costs. Of course. The generosity of drow. Well, I assume you're not dumb enough to keep him here.
No, who would be dumb enough to keep him here, I say to myself.
Where is he? Money first. Tell me or I rip you apart. Fear mistress more than you.
Ooh.
That's...
Told you. Take care of the mistress, they'll be fine. I give the drow a thumbs up.
10,000. What's to stop me from taking the gold at the entrance? Not my problem. Consolation prize, maybe. $9,000. 10,000.
He's negotiating. This is awesome.
9,000, and I don't kill you.
Oh, that's a consolation.
Must speak with mistress.
Of course.
Fear mistress more than you.
Kind of walks over to the tent, and the dragon's like,
well, he's in the tent. I'm going to see... Well, no, never mind. I'm not going to do anything. There's a green out there.
He's not known for his patience.
Apparently not.
That's why I'm staying away.
I know.
He picks up a drone and squishes it. The other drone kind of like huddled at the back of the cave like, holy shit.
Nice.
He walks back out and kind of looks down. To cover his cost, 10,000.
I am insulted. But you drive a hard bargain. Very well, I can afford 10,000 easily. Where will he be delivered to?
He'll be delivered somewhere safe. A small island off the coast. That has screaming monkeys. Ah, that island. I will bring my money there. Yes, fair. Picks up another guy, squishes the drow. I'll pay you 11.
That's awesome.
I hate greens.
I'll pay you 11.
The drow kind of like.
I'm like, you guys work with these guys?
Don't like them.
Yeah, neither do I. I was tempted to claw his face in, but I knew I couldn't. Anywho, island of screaming monkeys.
Island of screaming monkeys. You bring 11,000, you get to have him.
Which one is it? Because we don't know where it is. There's lots of islands with monkeys on them.
You will know it.
Alright, which side? Because we don't want to go the opposite direction.
Northeast.
Okay. Suppose we'll see either you or some of your compatriots there. Alright, to the northeast! Da 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 da! Come on, you two. Have at it.
Well, I was going to say that. I suppose I can't table talk unless I'm in character.
Well, hey, you guys can fly out at
okay.
this point.
Yeah. But before we're too far gone, I was going to tell you, I wanted to follow them wherever they were going. See if we could track them. You.
The drow?
Yeah.
Or the dragon?
The drow. Because right. then if we know where they're going, then we know where the dragon, where his brother is. And we can free him before he gets there.
We could just... It's possible. We could also just call one of his compatriots and have it delivered. We don't know if they're actually go there in person.
That's true. But, I mean, even if we get caught following, what? All they want is a profit. Okay, sorry, my bad. We leave. They don't want trouble. They don't want to die. They don't want to bury 3 dragon bodies. So they say.
Yeah, it'd be bad for my business.
I'm saying.
Because we die, that means someone's going to come looking for us.
So, at the very least, we could try. Yeah. We could see how far we can get. And then if we don't get too far, nothing lost. If we find out where he is, then we wait for them to...
Alright, do you two want to follow him and I can just try and find the island? Or what?
Split up the party? For some reason the GM is giving me this look that makes me think that that's not...
No, I'm staring off into space. No, I'm just having the idea... I'm just having wonderful images of giant monkeys.
Anyway, but no, I mean...
He could already be there on the island, probably.
He could.
So I'm saying, if we split it, you can try and follow the drow, see if he is in a different location.
Well,
I can try and...
look like the drow are packing up.
Oh, yeah. They finish looting their 2 compatriots that got splatted and toss the bodies in the water.
And I can try and beat the green.
Yeah, if you want to separate, that's fine. I'm just thinking that there's not a whole lot... Once you find the island, if he's there, then what? You'll come find us? You won't know where we are.
No, I'll try and free him.
Okay.
If it's an island full of screaming monkeys, I can talk to the monkeys and they can tell me if he's already there. And then I can scout a place. If it's too heavily guarded, I wouldn't try anything. Okay. But if it's light guarded, I might kill it for it.
Well, alright. So I guess basically what you're saying is that you're just going to go to the island and we'll meet you there. Because
there's
no way that you're going to find it. I mean, there's no way that you're going to find us once we separate.
The moment we separate, we're not going to see each other for a while.
Right, but then we would have to find the island as well.
Well, if they're going there...
Yeah.
It's also, you guys know what direction it is. It's full of screaming monkeys. Obviously, it echoes for miles.
You can't miss it, I guess, is the...
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's good enough for me, I suppose. All right, are you willing to come with me and see if we can stealthily find out...
Sure, I guess.
...where they're going?
Okay.
That captain seems like he's pretty good at spotting, though.
Just hold still, just one.
I'm gonna try and stay on the guy farthest from the pack.
So, yeah, by the time you guys get back, he's of course rubbing the orb, and you can see another drow picture, and he's speaking his Underdark language.
Which I don't understand.
Okay.
They, you know, kind of get on their canoes and begin kind of sailing back out this way.
Are they, which way are they going?
Well, they're walking back over land. They kind of are doing this as they walk outside.
That'll put a damper on their spot checks.
Indeed.
Okay.
That's right, so, I forgot they are not in big boats, they're in rowboats.
Mm-hmm.
You stay far enough behind so that
After about 20 or 30 minutes later, they hop into another cave.
Okay, follow them in there.
Okay. At that point, you can see that they're like, there's this kind of spidery web door. And of course, there are two drow that open the door for them as they walk in. And then they kind of close it behind them.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can slip in. You want to come with?
It looks like he talked to his friend and they're on that island. Like they're one group and there are more groups.
I will try and book it to the island, so I'll probably be very tired when I'm there.
Well, that's possible, but there's also nothing to say that he's not inside.
You can go ahead if you want. I don't think it's promising.
Okay, well, that's fine. I suppose it's worth it to say he will be delivered. So, at the very least, if he's not on the island, we can sort of scat out at the edges and catch them before they get there or something. See if we can break him. If, in fact, he's not already there, we can see if we can break him before he gets to the island.
I suppose.
Okay. Alright, sounds good. Let's go to the island.
Alright. You guys will only be about 20 minutes behind Jessica. Jessica, you will actually easily find the giant monkey island now that you're looking for it. It is indeed a giant monkey island. You can indeed hear it for miles. We're talking like, you know that sad, depressing picture of how all those, there were all the gorilla skeletons in King Kong?
Which one?
The
Peter Jackson version.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, so imagine a gigantic skull island.
And there's obviously about 20, 30 giant gorillas here.
When you say giant,
I mean large size.
Okay.
These are obviously dire apes. And of course, there are also smaller monkeys, which they kind of seem to keep around for companionship. At the center of the island, there's these stone ruins.
Okay. Well, asking around for the monkeys, can they tell me?
Oh, hello.
Hello there, gorilla.
He's a lizard.
Yes. I am looking for someone, and I heard he came to this island. Can you help me?
Ooh. Don't know.
Apparently there is another lizard who is teleported, or not, but transported here, possibly...
Transported?
Brought here.
Oh, brought.
Brought
by... He's a dire ape, but he's still an ape.
By, I suppose, hairless, dark-skinned people.
Oh, dark ones. No like them. Taste funny.
Yes, well, I'm trying to save my friend. Because they were taken.
They point towards the ruins.
Okay. Is there anything dangerous about these ruins I should know?
Darkmen.
Okay. How many? Lots?
More than a bunch.
Of course he measures in bananas. Incidentally, I glean bananas as I go.
I have two more friends coming. They're smaller than me.
Hmm.
Small lizards should be arriving. Can you point them into the direction of the ruins? Show them ruins.
Give me diplomacy.
It's 21.
Okay.
We try and take care of these dark skins, the dark ones.
Good.
Get our friend back.
No like.
We'll. Are you, what's the word? Alpha?
No! Alpha, that way. You big. You biggest.
I speak with Alpha?
Alpha speak to you. You no speak to Alpha.
Okay. I see Alpha?
That way.
Okay.
Give me survival to try and track down the Alpha.
I take it by the time she's done tracking, we're probably there.
18.
You will easily find the Alpha. He is, of course, the biggest out of all of them. He's almost close to huge size. And you'll see he's also actually kind of wearing a helmet. I mean, he's got a mace.
What, little lizard?
I've come to request your assistance in ridding the island of the Dark Ones.
You no ask Alpha nothing.
Alpha ask me?
No! You small and lizardy, not big. Ooh-hoo.
But I need big to help me. You big strong. Like I am small. I need strength.
Yes, and big strong.
We'll need help.
Help lizard. Why help lizard?
Rid dark ones from your island?
Oh, like dark ones. Take out like big man thing.
Yes. They no good. They also have friend of mine, other lizard. They steal.
Steal lizard?
Yes.
I know steal lizard.
Yeah, dark ones steal lizard.
Dark ones steal lizard? They steal other lizards? They steal apes? No like.
Female apes.
They take she ape? I help get she ape.
Thank you.
Jungle love.
There, now we have allies.
Alright, I'm gonna draw the battle map. Okay, so we'll actually be assaulting the ruins next time.
Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial,
Share alike, 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.